The thing is, I didn't spend it on one simple gift to give. Is yeah. I spent 200 like creating things.
Creating the that... gift.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks, Season 2. And Merry Christmas.
Yes. Woo! Merry Christmas. Or in Hawaii, as they would say, Mele Kalikimaka.
Yes, Mele Kalikimaka for sure.
Okay, so can you believe it, Terrell? It is our last episode for this season.
I know. It's been around, 4 months since we did season 2? It's really, really fast. And it has been a really, really fun journey, especially with the Irish people.
That one was always interesting.
I know. And they have been our biggest supporters so far. And we're glad to have you guys listen to one of the celebrations from Europe or many others who celebrates Christmas too.
So we're feeling festive this holiday season. Since Terrell already mentioned it, we're going to end the season with this episode related to Christmas.
Yes, we're going to end it with a big bang. Yes, with a good Merry Christmas. Bang. For this episode specifically, we are going to talk about Christmas and what Christmas is like celebrating in America, in Malaysia, and many more countries in the world who celebrates Christmas. As well, not only that, we'll be playing some audio clips from our friends all over the world. We'll be explaining how they celebrate Christmas in this, in their previous season, not this season. I don't know what their plans are, but we will know after this what they have to say. And also, I will be having a wonderful activity, which is called Family Feud Christmas Edition.
Yes, we're going to be playing that with our guest this episode.
We're going to introduce him right after the news.
Yeah, let's get to the news.
All right, here we go. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from the Good News Network. O-R-G.
Yes, of course.
This Christmas season is very special because there's a very positive thing that Uncle Terrell likes to talk about. In this news headline that's right here, it says, "Hydration may be the recipe for happiness. This poll reflects benefits the more water you drink." Here's a pro tip from Uncle Terrell. If you want to be happy, always drink water.
Oh, yes. I'm just having flashbacks of my mom telling me to drink more water.
I'll tell you this interesting survey that helps you understand why drink water is so important. The new survey of 2,000 Americans splits respondents by how many glasses of water they drink in a day and found that those who keep up with their H2O intake tend to be more optimistic, energetic, and successful. Those who drink 6 or more glasses of water per day are most likely to strongly agree that they are very happy.
Really?
Yes. So it says here 41% of the people out of 2,000 people that did the survey, and they say they've become very happy.
Dang it, my mom was right. I should drink more water.
Compare that to those who self-report drinking less than 1 glass per day, only 12% strongly agree with that same statement. Meaning people are very not happy when they don't drink water. Not only that, it says here 40% of those who drink 6 or more glasses of water per day strongly agree that they are an optimistic person, compared to just 10% of those who drink less than 1 glass of water per day. Now you
There's
know
a lot of numbers.
Yes, a lot of numbers, but this is very important because you know why?
Why?
If you don't drink enough water, you will have yithei. Yithei means very heaty in Malaysia.
Yes.
You have to always drink water so that you cannot be dehydrated. And what's important besides that, if you want to be happy, always drink 6 to 10 glasses per day. Glasses of water.
Yeah, I was like, glasses of water.
Now that is the pro tip from Uncle Terrell and the news for sure. Please don't forget to drink water. If you don't want it, hey, always drink water so that you can become happy. be.
How many glasses do you drink, Uncle Taro?
Uncle Taro always drink more than 10 pots of water per day.
What? Not how big cups. Is your pot?
The pot is like almost a big jug. Uncle Taro always like to drink tea, and then inside the tea got water.
Wow, okay.
This is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidra.
Okay, well, as Uncle Taro said, guys, drink more water. And I guess I'm not drinking enough. Maybe that's why I'm grumpy in the morning. So, yeah. All right, because this is a special Christmassy episode, I decided to look into some funny things kids say. Okay, so this is the Christmas edition. Funny things kids say. So let's hear some. Here's the first one. We live in Miami. Feliz Navidad is a popular carol here.
Okay.
And one of the first that my daughter learned. You know that song, Terrell?
Yeah. Feliz Navidad.
So her version, you know that part of the song, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And then?
And she sings it. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from my bottom and my heart. Instead of from the bottom of my heart,
from my bottom and my heart.
Yes, from my bottom and my heart. That was
That's so funny, man.
It's so cute. Okay, I hope I don't sing it that way next time.
And it doesn't surprise me if I did it when I was younger too.
Okay, so here's another one. My 4-year-old granddaughter was telling me all about the gifts given to baby Jesus by the wise men. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I asked, what did the shepherds bring? And then she thought for a bit, and then she asked, was it pies? You know, like shepherd's pie. She thought
the shepherds brought shepherd's pie. At first I didn't get it. I didn't know. I was like, wait, what is that? Doesn't make sense. Why is there a pie there in the nativity? And it makes sense, just shepherd's pie, of course. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Okay, last one now. Okay. I went to stay with my daughter for Christmas, and I heard my grandson praying at the top of his voice for a new bike. Okay. So he was praying really loudly. And then his big sister told him, God is not deaf, you know. And then he replied, no, but grandma is. Oh man, funny things kids say.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
There you go, that was your Christmas edition, guys.
Honestly, so friends funny. And family, if you enjoyed those jokes, man, give yourself a big clap, because Deidra did a great job on that. Those were hilarious.
Yes, Terrell laughed.
Well, now you know what my sense of humor is, guys.
Okay, so that was our good news to you guys. So what do we have up for today? Shall we bring in our guest?
Yes, we shall introduce him. Our wonderful, very handsome, very great photographer, all the way from Tahiti himself. What is your name?
My name is Atea.
Wow!
Too bad you won't see me, because...
Because he's handsome. Yeah.
You won't
and
see
single.
My handsome because it's just a podcast, you know. But yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing. No,
that's true. Don't want to. Okay, so just introduce myself.
Yeah, where you're from, what you do, what do you work while you're here at school.
All right, so I'm Matea. I am from Tahiti, but my mom is Filipina. My dad is Tahitian. I'm 22 years old. I was born in Tahiti, but we moved to Hawaii, then to the Philippines, then to Utah, and came back to Tahiti. So,
oh wow,
that's probably why you won't really hear a Tahitian accent from me. But I grew up in many different places of the world, but mostly that I stayed in Tahiti. But other than that, the reason why I came here to BYU, to be fairly honest, it was not for school.
Oh wow,
I mean, like for school. Of course, but like my primary goal was to work as a performer at the PCC, which I never thought I'd be able to get because I am Filipino. I look Filipino. I don't know where my face looks Polynesian, but they still got me in, if you know what I mean.
I mean, a lot of Polynesians do look Asian, so.
Oh, yeah.
Or the other way around.
Well, you're a good dancer.
Yeah, you're a good dancer.
I know.
How would you guys know?
Well, I saw.
Hello,
that's
Richard.
True. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Actually, I take it back. Huh?
Oh, yeah. You can say it again.
All right. What do you work as, Atea?
So I work as a performer at the night show and at the luau.
I mean, right now.
So as of now, I'm on a temporary job at print services for BYU Hawaii, where I basically take pictures for them of their products and whatever they're trying to promote.
Do you like that?
I enjoy it. I mean, it's different from what from my previous job, and it goes with what my passion is, which is photography as well, which helps me practice and also gives me more experience in it. But I still enjoy it. It's different.
That's good. Now you guys know who to look for to hook up with his photography skills.
Yeah, Terrell.
Well, oh, I can't, but they're he's more professional than me.
I don't know.
No, I'm the professional one.
Okay, sure, okay.
So, Atea, what is your favorite thing about Christmas?
My favorite thing about Christmas? Gifts.
Ooh. And receiving gifts?
Maybe. No. No, I really, of course, like, who doesn't like receiving gifts? But my favorite part of Christmas is actually giving away gifts. It's funny to say, I was not going to say, time spent with family and friends. Of course it is. Like, definitely, I love that part of it. That's what makes Christmas such a special season, because you share that love with others and the gratitude that you have for our Savior, for Christ, and for everything He's done for us, but also for just this time that we haven't spent in family. But you're asking me personally what it is? It's gifts. If ever you like doing secret Santas or just anything, I don't know. It's like a competition for me. So we had this secret Santa. Yeah, once at PCC with our coworkers, where they said, okay, don't go over $20. I think I spent $200.
Oh my God.
But like, the thing is, I didn't spend it on one simple gift to give. I spent $200 like creating things.
Creating the gift.
Exactly. I'm creating the gift for the specific person that I was supposed to give it to. I'm not just going to give, like, just like buy a phone. It has to be like special to that person. So I went out of my way to ask all of his best friends and even his grandparents about things that they like, that they find grateful about that person.
Wow.
I asked for pictures for them. I went to print a thing. I ordered a picture book, wrote it down nicely with like handwriting, and put it in to give it to him. And he was like, how did you contact all these people? And I was like, don't ask me. It took me a while.
Secret agent Atea. I think when you mentioned competition, are you competing against Santa Claus? Is that what you're saying?
He has nothing on me.
Oh. Wow. Watch out, Santa Claus.
I got a gift from Atea.
Oh, sorry, you left already.
Oh, ouch.
you would have. Oh, that's true. Give me your shipping address.
Yes, okay. I'll contact you later.
Well, that's pretty cool, honestly, Atea. It's a very gift person kind of vibe, and you know who to look for if you need gifts. Atea, what are your plans for this upcoming Christmas?
Wow, I'm so demanded this Christmas, actually.
You're so demanded.
Ah, really?
No. Okay, so what I mean is I didn't have initial plans for this Christmas until just last week. 10 different people asked me, what are you doing for Christmas? You should come with us. And so now I have to debate who to go with and who to spend time with.
Oh, true.
Because I'm far away from my family. They're not here in Hawaii. Of course, I would have wanted to spend it with them. So right now, I'm debating whether I want a calm, quiet Christmas with a couple who's having a baby in a couple of months. If I want to have a very festive Christmas with a huge feast, with so much food and so much people around. I don't think it's allowed during a pandemic, but I don't think they will care about it. Or debating whether I want it more like family centered with around other Tahitians and stuff.
Yeah.
Can't you split it throughout the day though?
like I don't know if
person,
I can.
Lunch with this person, dinner with this person.
Maybe.
You have a really big belly right at the end of it.
Oh, no matter how much I eat, I don't gain weight, which
that's
is
me too.
It's sad.
Yeah, I know. I can't gain weight also.
Merry Christmas. Don't gain weight.
I think it's one of those festive seasons where we will gain weight, but we're one of the only individuals that don't gain any single kilos or pounds, and that's a very unfortunate fact.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of girls would want that problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's sure.
But other than that, for me, Christmas is all about, other than like spending time, quality time, sharing, it's all about eating.
Oh,
of
yes.
Course.
Amen.
Without food, Christmas is nothing.
So what are your plans, Deidre, for Christmas?
Yeah, what are your plans?
honestly, we do not really know what's going to happen this Christmas. The initial plan was, because of this wonderful pandemic and the cases are still really bad here, we were planning to just stay at home and cook Christmas meals and watch a movie. But then the government allowed us to travel to, like, interstate traveling. So we were wondering if we should travel to another state and spend Christmas, like, in a different state, in a hotel. So we're still debating about that.
Question is, why not?
I mean, we do not want to spread the virus.
I mean, if the government allows it. And the vaccine's here now.
And if you don't have it, how can you spread it?
Yeah.
You never know.
We were just kidding. You know, always practice safety. Pandemic's still happening. Wear your masks. 6 feet social distancing and all that. So don't forget to do that, guys, because that's pretty important. In terms of that, Deidre, those are pretty good plans. You know, you get to spend time with your family and then be happy together.
Been 4 Christmases I've not been with my family. So.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great time for you to do so.
What about you, Terrell? What are you going to do over there?
I'm going to be still single for this Christmas.
Of course he's going to mention his relationship issue.
You know, for the past like 3-4 episodes, I didn't talk about relationships, but now it's back. But yeah, that's just me. My plans, I guess, I just spend time with friends, you know, with Christmas activities and probably sing Christmas carols if that's happening, but doing Christmas activities for sure. But last week, or is it this week? Yeah, it was last week on Sunday. We had a very early Christmas because a lot of our friends are graduating or graduated already at this point. Congratulations to you guys who are still listening. Yes. All of you did
Class
a great job.
Class of 2020.
Good job. Okay. Yeah.
Us all, we went through a pandemic.
I know. This is the last class of 2020 for the pandemic, so...
No, it started with my one.
Whew. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of our friends already, all of us decided to have this activity together, and we did the white elephant gift exchange.
Oh, we did that.
And then we played charades and many more. So that happened really early on. So for myself, I just have to see what I have plans for the next 3 weeks, because we have a kind of long break and then we can just celebrate Christmas.
That's very nice. But fun fact, you guys, did you know that celebrating Christmas used to be illegal?
In Germany?
It was technically in Boston.
Oh, okay.
The 1600s.
Oh, interesting. Why so?
Yeah, people would face a fine if they celebrated.
Dang. That's crazy.
No.
Yeah. Well, the more you know, of course. Okay, we'll just move on to the next segment right now. We'll be hearing our friends and family's recordings, and we just have to see what they have to say for this wonderful Christmas. Are you ready, Deidre?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
For me, Christmas wasn't too hard on the celebrations back home because we didn't really celebrate Christmas too much. But I guess in the end, we did understand what the date meant, and we would use the time to have a meal with the family, maybe exchange a small gift or two that we would find along during the month anyway. But otherwise, we didn't celebrate it too much.
Well, Christmas, for me, it is a personal tradition to spend quiet time sitting alone. For years, it involves getting home late from a crowded and lively atmosphere. And since Christmas for me is about relaxing and spending time by myself, I would love to get alone and quietly think for this coming Christmas at home.
Hi, my name is Talat Tumanvang. I'm from Samoa, and here's how we celebrate Christmas back home. Christmas celebration is very simple yet very meaningful because it's all about spending time with family and mainly focusing on the birth of Christ. For example, we wake up in the morning on a Christmas day and then we say our lotto as a family, and then we greet each other, our family, friends, and neighbors, and then we spend the rest of the day with our family just chatting, have a good time, eating, playing games, and we also do a little bit of gift exchange. We don't really have family Christmas trees, but sometimes we get creative and create our own tree and decorate it with lights. As kids in Samoa, we actually don't expect our parents to buy us gifts every Christmas, but if we do receive gifts from them, we're very grateful.
I think for me, the biggest family Christmas tradition that we have is to gather around either on Christmas Eve or the actual Christmas day and have a big family lunch, close family and extended family, of course. And after lunch, we would exchange presents, we would tell stories, we just get to know more about each other and how the year has been. Mainly, we would give thanks that, you know, the Lord has kept us together throughout. But yeah, our biggest tradition is the huge family Christmas lunch and the gift exchange after lunch.
Maori, I am from Kiribati, and the way that I usually celebrate Christmas is by spending time with my family on Christmas Day, where we all pray, sing Christmas song, and then we plan a picnic and we just do things together as a family. Thank you. Korapa.
I grew up in a house where we shared a certain rules for Christmas. One of the main rules that we had in our home was to make something like cookies or write a letter to our family members. Like, we didn't want to go for the pricey gift because we know the true meaning of the Christmas is giving.
It's been a while since I've gone back home for Christmas. Something that my family and I would do, and also for growing up in a Filipino household, we would do the midnight feast, where we would have a feast at midnight of Christmas. And prior to that, everyone in the family will be in charge of a specific dish and we all will prepare the food together. I'm always assigned to do the pastries because I think those are the easiest one. So I would make cookies and the cinnamon rolls. And for the feast, I think one thing we usually do as a family as well is to have a theme Christmas party during Christmas Eve. The last time we celebrate Christmas together, we had a Hawaiian theme party. We would dress up and we play fun games and exchange gifts, fun stuff like that. And that brings a lot the spirit of Christmas within us and in the family.
Okay, hi guys. My name is Bea and I'm from Kiribati. What I do for here in Kiribati, for Christmas, we usually celebrate Christmas where we gather with our families together in one house and we celebrate Christmas together, spending our time with our families, our whole family together. Even a small feast is enough for us, but what's important is for us is to just celebrate Christmas with our families. Thank you.
That's it. But anyways, guys, I feel like a lot of people that share those experiences are very different, and some of them are very sad because they're spending time alone and they didn't have like actual Christmas traditions. I feel sad for them, but a majority of them do have Christmas traditions, and one of the big similarities I feel like is that all of them would spend time with family, like similar to Atea himself.
Yeah, is to family and food.
Food and yes. Gifts. Most importantly, the most important part of Christmas is gifts. For me.
Well, I still like the food.
Okay, of course.
Food can be gifted.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Gifted can be foods.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
Never mind. Yeah, what do you think, Atea, from all of those recordings?
I love to hear that a lot of people are spending Christmas differently. We, of course, there's not one specific way to spend Christmas. Mm-hmm. But it is sad to hear that some won't be able to be around with their families as well. I mean, but we can always find ways to make it feel like families by choice as well. We can. There's family around us always.
Hands down. Amen.
Thank you. It's definitely relatable, especially for you guys.
I'm joking. Calm down.
I am calm. This season. It is relatable for you guys because I am here with my family, but of course with you guys, you're not with your families. There are different ways we celebrate, but it'll still make it Christmassy. You still have the Christmas spirit. You still have your friends there. Definitely, I consider it family, as Atea said, family by choice.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with that.
Okay, so Atea.
Yes.
Okay, I'm present. Just checking you there. Okay, so how do you usually celebrate Christmas back home?
So back home, every Christmas we gather as like extended family. That means our family, my grandparents and all their children gather together as a huge family feast. All we would do is eat the whole day.
Wow.
That's why I love food so much.
They also eat at midnight, like one of the audio recordings. They said they have a midnight feast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's when we bring out the champagne. Non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic champagne.
I mean, that's when we all... Exactly, like, but we focus on seafood, all the expensive crab stuff.
And, oh, I thought when you meant seafood, you see the food.
Mm-hmm. Any way you can see food and seafood. But like mostly at Christmas, that's when we aim for like dropping the wallet. And
oh, wow, literally, wow.
And spending all we can on, like, spending all the year savings just to for eat. Food. Just for food. Like, so that's how our typical Christmas goes. We don't usually have a lot of gifts at home because we spend all of it on food. We spend basically, like, the whole day with the whole family, with all my cousins, all my uncles and aunties, and my grandparents, because we all live in different places in Tahiti. But during that time of the year, we do not miss having everyone gathered there. Mm. And it's just really fun to spend time like that.
Wow. This is the true meaning of 'tis the season to be jolly. You know, food.
Jollibee?
Jollibee!
What about you, Deidre? How do you usually celebrate Christmas?
Well, our traditions at home is, of course, it always centers around food. But one thing my mom always does every year is go all out with her Christmas decorations. I love being at home with the Christmas decos at home, our big tree. And my mom always puts it up in November. I guess it's a Filipino thing.
No, you don't guess. It is.
And it stays till Feb.
Hey, not till Feb, Jenny. But I love that. I just love how it feels so homey and Christmassy at home. And of course, we have our Christmas Eve dinner. We'll cook. Or if we're too tired to cook, we'll go out and eat. And then Christmas Day, open presents and watch Christmas movies.
Aww.
And then what Malaysians love to do, we go shop to the mall, shopping.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day. So you can buy extra
No more money for gifts when you spend it all on food.
Well, we still make room for it. But that's our traditions. Pretty much with the family. What about you, Terrell?
Well, because none of my family members are Christian and they don't actually have that Christmas tradition, so I make it my own. So over the course of years, me joining the church, I only spend Christmas with church members and do all the activities, and like to have that full Christmas season, I eat with them and traditionally
nice.
Gift exchanging. So that's the cool part about Christmas, that I celebrate it back at home. But the true meaning of Christmas, I feel like it is spending time with family, because I really do enjoy spending time with my mom. Like, even though she doesn't know what Christmas is, she knows what Jesus is, but she doesn't know what Christmas is. I just spend time with her and just eat with her, you know, re-emphasis about eating for Christmas. Right. And then because Christmas is the day off in Malaysia also. So that's what we did for my family.
It's a public holiday.
I know. So you can actually take a break, ponder about Jesus.
Yes,
true. And family. We can ask you a next question, Atea. Did you feel Christmas was different in each country you lived in?
So I can't remember my early Christmas days, which was before I was 5. I've had Christmases, I'd say, these past years in Tahiti. I had it in
Fiji.
Yeah, I had one Christmas in Fiji, actually. The other one was at the MTC, Missionary Training Center, which was in Provo. I also had a Christmas...
The mainland US.
Yeah. What if I went on the 27th to the Philippines? Does that still count as Christmas?
I'm sure.
I mean, you could.
Like, the Christmas spirit is still there.
Of course.
Because we arrived there December, like late December. I guess it's still Christmas month.
As you mentioned, the Filipinos like to celebrate till what? You said February.
And also, I celebrate in the past 5 years. I did it in 5 different countries. That's crazy.
That's madness.
So it was Tahiti, Provo, Fiji, Utah, Philippines, and technically not Philippines, and Hawaii. So that's like 6. The past 6 years, we're in 6 different countries.
That's crazy.
So remind me the question, actually.
No, you answered the question.
Like, you said, how was it?
Yeah, how was it different?
Oh, how? How was it different? What makes Tahiti special is I got to spend it with my family.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at the MTC, what was really great is to spend Christmas as a missionary. Being there, we had a lot of apostles come and talk to us. It was very different. It was a white Christmas as well. It was too cold for me. I didn't like it. Even if it was snow and all of the dream, I dream of a white Christmas and all these things. It was never cold in my dreams, and I don't dream to have it again. I mean, I'm used to my coconut tree Christmas. Come on.
Oh, coconut tree true. Christmas. Wow.
Yeah, that's my Christmas tree.
Even here, they use pine tree, but but you use coconut tree for your Christmas tree.
Nice, though. Coconut trees with the breeze.
Yeah, true. And coconuts. That's the important part.
And then in Fiji, Christmas was all about talking to my family through Skype and members just calling us out to eat, which was fun, which was really good. I don't know. I was just crying the whole time because I was missing my family and stuff. But and then Christmas in Hawaii with new friends that I've met here and the lights that they have outside. Not bad. Not too bad. Could do better. No. It's really good. It's good. It's good. I am not judging. Like, I went to the temple in Salt Lake to see the Christmas lights. I'm not trying to say it's better, but it is. I mean, No, I'm just kidding. Why am I comparing it to the Salt Lake Temple Christmas lights?
That's no idea why you're doing that.
I mean, it's iconic. It's so nice. But I'm just saying, like, it's different. It's really different to spend in different places. You get different experiences. You eat different food, especially.
I know, yeah, that's true.
It goes from seafood to eating turkey to eating taro for Christmas.
Oh, true. To eating, what did I eat here
so for many Christmas? Different foods.
I don't remember what I ate last Christmas here in
that
Hawaii.
That reminded me, when I was in Hawaii, I spent my Christmas one time with a Fijian family. So we had a lot of Polynesian food.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I had breakfast with my friends from the States. So it was very Western with like bacon and eggs.
Exactly.
Bowls.
American.
What's your favorite one? What's your favorite dish for Christmas?
Food. I'm just thinking all about food. It's so hard. I always love mashed potatoes for some reason during Christmas.
Mashed potatoes.
Really nice mashed potatoes for some reason.
Okay.
And yes, I don't know why I like that. Pasta for sure, because I thank my mom because she always makes us eat spaghetti, the Filipino style spaghetti.
Jollibee.
The sweet one. Yes. So, honestly, but then, of course, gotta have the Asian food.
Of course.
That's the best food. Yeah. No doubt.
Definitely.
Lots of flavor.
I think for me, I didn't have an actual Christmas tradition. So that's why I don't know what I like to eat for Christmas. So I think I'm just going to go along with what Deidre said, you know, Asian food, just any Asian food to eat on Christmas Day.
Asian food's better than even my own country's food. So.
Do you know what I really miss though in Hawaii? You get to spend, or actually in any island, you just get to spend Christmas on the beach. So nice.
That leads me to something to talk about where I celebrate Christmas. So I celebrated two Christmases in Australia, and little do you know, on Christmas Day, it's actually summertime. So for you to go,
it's really hot.
Yeah, it's like in Sydney, the hottest it has ever gotten was 48 degrees Celsius, and it was a Christmas week. And so it was really hot, and there's no reason for you to think about white Christmas at all.
Yeah,
but it's 48 fine.
48 degrees Celsius, what the heck.
Yeah, I know, it's really really hot, but I enjoyed it. Point is, I got to celebrate Sandy Snowman.
The Sandman.
Yeah, not Sandy, I mean, yeah. You know how it goes. But yeah, that's Australia for me, and the messages is still the same, but the differences are just the weather. And I spend more time with my friends during Christmas time. That's why. That's how.
That's nice. I mean, except for the hot part.
But yeah, we're down to our last question. Yeah, how do you think everyone can celebrate Christmas this year amidst the pandemic?
Answer, Deidre.
That is for you to answer, Adea. How do you think we can celebrate Christmas?
During this pandemic?
During this pandemic, yeah.
Well, nothing stops you from buying food. Okay. Why do I always make it about food?
Some people could still be in lockdown. What can they do?
Order online.
Yeah. I mean,
house delivery.
Grab and go.
Grab and go. I mean, no.
Not grab and go, but.
I mean, we can call them. We can always send them a call. There's always like Skype, Facebook Messenger, or just hearing the voice of your loved ones if you're not around them is always nice. I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be physical. Like, just the spirit of Christmas, you know.
Yeah, you can do it through Zoom and or like any video platform that
that's
you think.
That's why we say the spirit of Christmas, not the body of Christmas.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So wise. Yeah.
Is that wise or just random?
But I'll give you a point for that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think the most important part about, you know, even if you have the pandemic or not, you know, you still be spending time one way or another with the ones that you love or the ones that you enjoy being with. I think that's the core part of having Christmas, is that I think this celebration does help us to realize the importance of family and how much they love us. And even though Thanksgiving was a few weeks ago, but Christmas does give an opportunity for you to think, for you to ponder how much your family loves you and how much you love
to give your... thanks for all you've got
there. Yeah, exactly. And to tell them that you love them. It's probably the last day of the year that you'll probably say thank you or say I love you to your family. So I invite you guys, say I love you to your family before Christmas time or during Christmas time, so that
I thought that day I was gonna break into a song.
But yeah, like for you to bring that Christmas spirit to your family, household, to your friends, and that way everyone can feel the love in Christmas season, you know. Pandemic's very depressing enough, so everybody still needs that love.
Yeah, let's not make everything depressing. But I agree with these guys. There's still so many activities you can do with friends or family. If you're not with them, then as the guy said, do it virtually. Besides watching Christmas movies or reading Christmas books, do what maybe Atea would like, a Christmas karaoke, and pretend Mariah Carey with your rendition of
All I Want for Christmas Is You. I thought food, but okay.
After food is you.
Feisty, Atea.
I feel like doing a Christmas manicure pedicure, like for the ladies.
You know what? I won't mind doing that also.
Really?
Yeah, I want to do my nails. I mean, I just want it to be clean and glossy.
Well, the only reason I would do that is to stop biting my nails. Ew. Because then it wouldn't taste the same.
Terrible.
It would taste like chemicals.
No one needs to know that, Atea.
That's why
it's there to prevent you from biting.
Exactly. It's a good thing.
Okay, I don't know anything about that. I just want my nails to be clean, that's all. But okay.
Okay, enough about the nails. But another thing we should also do is service. I feel that's very important. Because my mom and I were actually planning to visit a home here for the mentally, physically disabled people. And we're planning to give them groceries that they need. So I feel a lot of people can do that, some sort of service, whether it's giving gifts for someone or helping them with something. I feel that's very important.
Yeah, that's totally true. And I think that's the beauty of Christmas too. Sometimes, like what Atea mentioned earlier, he likes giving gifts. Like that's also part of giving a gift, is giving a service to others, whether it be small or big, like giving them a helping hand and telling them that you care for them. It does change their life for the better. If not, it will make them feel like, okay, this Christmas season, at least it's not that depressing because there's someone that cares for me, who thinks about me.
Well, a gift that is small to you maybe is probably huge to the person who is getting
it. Exactly.
That's very true.
I know. Words of wisdom. Listen.
Okay. I know. I was shocked. Oh my gosh. One more point for you.
Wow. So wise.
Light the world, everyone. Light the world in their lives
for sure. Family and friends, let's move to our next segment of our final part of our podcast, of the episode specifically, is our Family Feud Christmas Edition. Dun dun!
Oh, yes. Do I get to be a part of the feud?
You are feuding with Deidre.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much the whole episode.
Okay, so let me explain the rules really quickly. So both of you will be feuding with each other. Obviously,
we already are.
Nothing new.
Nothing new. So it's a competition, obviously. So because it's a Christmas edition, I'll be asking Christmas questions, like naming specifically things, such as name a drink that might be served at a Christmas party. So each of you will take a turn. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well, you just lost your chance to answer that.
So both of you will have the first chance to answer the question. Whoever answers it first gets 3 guesses after to answer it. So if the person answers it wrong after 3 times, the person who is competing gets to answer the question once. If he got it right, he can answer continually. And if he gets it wrong, then we'll move to the next round.
So there's multiple answers.
Yes, there's multiple answers. Some of them will have 8 answers. Some of them will only have 6.
But we have to guess as many as we can.
Yes, guess as many as you can. So that's why I said you have 3 chances, you know, so that the game won't be redundant and long. It'll be really fast, just so you guys know. All right, the first question. So there's 6 answers. Deidre and Atea, name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning.
Fruit?
Dang it.
Wrong. So, Deidre gets to go first. Okay, Deidre, you have 3 guesses.
Oh, crap. Kids don't want to open on Christmas.
Yes.
Books? Oh, no. That's
yep, that's one. You have 6 points.
Yes. Do I still have to keep answering?
Yep, keep going. You have 2 more chances.
I would want a book.
I know, right? I would actually want a book. socks?
Yep, that's 27 points. There we go.
Yay!
What?
I didn't like socks when I was growing up.
Okay, now we know. don't buy socks for Deidre.
No, I know what gift she wants.
Final guess, Deidre.
Kids don't want for Christmas. What don't they want?
I'm sure fruit was one, because I remember memes where my children get fruits.
It's not in here, not in this survey.
Kids don't want. Oh, that's a hard one.
Hard one. You got 2 fruit, answers right.
I know. I'll just answer. They don't want food that's not candy. So I don't know.
Wrong.
Yeah. So everything is wrong. You lost.
Okay,
Dina.
Okay, Atea, you have 1 guess. You have 1 guess. If not, you can continue.
What do children don't want to open on Christmas?
That's hard.
It is very hard.
They don't want to open Atea.
Well, clothes.
Clothes.
Okay, scarf, yeah.
No, that doesn't count. That's like, doesn't count.
Okay, the round's over, so...
Dang, so dry, I guess you got it.
Okay, so the highest points where 31 people said that they don't want for their Christmas, especially kids, is underwear.
What?
And then after that is socks for 27 points, and then hygiene products for 12 points.
I was thinking of that.
Yes.
I was thinking of a toothbrush.
And then books. And then handmade sweater and scarves. And the last one with only 2 points, puzzles.
That's a very Western not want for Christmas list.
That's so true, yeah.
That's true.
Because I wouldn't mind underwear. I need more.
That's true.
Now you know what to get at for Christmas.
Yeah, just get him in underwear.
Just make sure you know my size.
All right, next round. Answer quick, okay? Deidre, Atea.
Okay.
Name an item you'd need to dress up as Santa Claus.
A beard.
There we go. Deidre starts first. Beard for 24 points.
Yay. Beard, a belt, Christmas hat.
Yes. What kind of hat?
How do you call
Christmas
that?
Christmas red hat.
No, there's a name for it. You got the belt, right?
Is that a name?
5 points. Yeah, there's a name for it.
Santa's hat?
Yeah, there we go. 40 points.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, your last guess, Deidre.
Boots.
Black boots, yeah, 2 points.
Yeah, black boots.
Okay, Atea, you get to answer once. Or many more, if you get that correctly.
Well, the Christmas... His
gloves.
Vest.
Coat, yeah,
it's
red
coat. It's
yeah.
A coat? Oh, you call it a coat.
2 more things, if you want to guess it.
You want a swag Christmas, so glasses.
No.
What?
No.
We like Santa to look swag with, like, shades.
Okay, sure.
Wow. Is that the Tahitian Santa?
I guess so. The case. All right, since Atea guessed it wrong, I'll name out all the things that's correct. So, 40 points is Santa hat. 24 points is beard. 9 points is big belly.
I can't even. That's never possible to me.
It's a dress up, okay? You don't have to have an actual belly. Then after that is the red coat, 8 points. Then belt, 5 points. Suspenders, 2 points.
Suspenders.
Like what Atea said, it's very westernized. Then finally, black boots for 2 points.
Dang. Why couldn't you have a Hawaiian Santa, you know, like with his little hat?
This is why I'm so bad at this game. I know that Deidre is really good. I mean, you probably spent a lot of time in the States.
With what?
4 years in the States, come on. Hawaii is still a state.
Hawaii is still very much Polynesian.
It's still also westernized.
Mm-hmm. Says the guy who lived in the States.
All right, guys. Final round.
Oh, okay, final round.
Deidre, Atea, name a popular Christmas carol.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh,
that's not a
that's
carol.
That's not wrong. Bells. That's not correct.
Yeah, I know. Jingle bells.
Oh, there we go. Okay, Atea gets the start.
Hey.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells for 18 points.
Is that it?
Yeah. Three more guesses.
It's carols, not hymns.
It's carols.
Yeah, Christmas carols.
I mean...
Oh, I know hymns.
Up to you to see if it's correct.
I'm so eager to answer.
If Ateo gets it wrong, you get it. You get to answer.
Okay.
He has three more guesses.
Okay. I don't know. Okay,
I should really put a timer, honestly.
Yeah, go DJ.
Really? Really?
No, just guess any answer.
Because then it's hymns. Oh, Holy then, Night? See, exactly, I lost. That's why I'm giving it
two more guesses.
No, okay. I don't know. I just know Jingle Bells.
What? No, besides that, what else?
I don't know.
Is he...
That's two more.
White Winter Hymnal.
One more. Before Deidre smashes all of them.
Oh, wait. I know.
You should know at least one. That we have it in church as well.
Little Drummer Boy.
No, you're wrong. No. Oh, I can't believe you didn't name a single hymn, but okay.
Aww.
Hymn in at church.
Okay.
Anyways, continue on. Deidre, you have as many guesses as you can, as long as you get it right.
Okay.
But those are hymns.
Right. Deck the Halls.
That's 10 points.
Whatever.
Okay, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
You know, funny enough, that's not in there.
Okay, what about Silent Night?
I don't
Silent
even know
Night?
That song.
Silent Night.
Okay,
Silent Night.
I'll name everything out right now since all of you couldn't guess it.
Hey, Silent Night should be there.
Yeah, Silent Night was there. Just both of you guys didn't guess it.
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
It was
going to
be
there.
My next guess.
Oh, you should have guessed Silent Night anyways. Okay, never mind. Okay, I'll name out all the things that count as a carol according to these people in this survey. So for 21 points or 21 people said in this survey, the first one is We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh my goodness. Am I? Oh wow.
Duh.
Duh.
Okay.
18 points is Jingle Bells. Atea got it. 15 points is Frosty the Snowman.
What?
Really?
What's that song?
Big Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I can't believe that's not in there, but I guess that song's really long. That's why nobody knows. And then after that is...
The Snowman.
Yeah. And after that is Deck the Halls for 10 points.
See, I don't know all these songs.
Yep. You don't know?
No!
Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly.
I'm French.
See, what the heck, man? Atea? Wow, you say you don't know, but you continue the song.
Okay. We sing it in French. So we have French.
How do you sing
titles.
It in French? Sing it for us in French.
No, I don't know the lyrics.
Says sings it in French but doesn't know the lyrics. Wow. Alright. For 8 points is Joy to the World.
Oh, oh yes.
Yeah, duh, guys.
Yeah, get it right, Deidre.
Hey. At least I was thinking of Silent Night, you know.
That's true. After that, it's 7 points is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I know these songs.
Then why didn't you name it? You say you know it's a Christmas carol.
Because now that you say it, I remember.
Duh, nah.
Obviously.
After that is Holly Jolly Christmas for 7 points.
Really?
Yep. And then finally, Silent Night for 5 points.
Why is that so low?
Even that's better.
Well, I guess all of these guys who did the survey is not, you know, Christian.
They prefer Frosty the Snowman than Silent Night.
Yeah, I guess so. But there you have it. That's the game.
Wow.
Family Feud. Christmas edition. Yay.
Yeah, that was a big feud.
Let's have Atea sing in French.
Oh, quel bonheur Jésus viendra.
Ooh, so sexy with a French accent. Ooh.
La terre attend son roi.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, stop. I don't want to break the microphone.
Okay, Spanish.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz
Navidad, Felicidad.
Prospero anno y Felicidad.
Just not from your bottom and your heart.
not from the bottom and your heart. Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, that was fun. Thank you, Terrell, for that activity.
No worries. Hope you guys had fun. Hope you guys who are listening right now also will be able to have fun with this. This was really silly, but at the same time, it's really funny. But again, guys, hope you enjoyed what we've done here in our final episode of the Season 2 of DT Talks Podcast. How do you feel now, Atea, being at the end of the episode?
Well, best for last.
Excuse me.
Okay, we should just end this now.
No, it was really fun to have the both of you around. I hope I lived up to the expectations.
It was.
You're pretty if there good. Were any actually, I don't know. But it was fun. I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas. Find ways to spend time with those you love, because someone loves you. For not sure. Just someone, a lot of people love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay, are coming you sure? from Atea. If I can tell you anything, guys, if no one loves you in this life, Atea loves you.
Yes, I agree.
And Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Atea, thank you so much for being our guest here today.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully, like, with Atea's awesome positivity and hilarious energy that he has, will brought you some Christmas spirit when you're listening to this podcast. Hope you guys had fun for sure.
I was holding back.
Oh, he was holding back.
Yeah, he could go much further than we had to tame him down a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you guys did.
Christmas, guys. I hope it will be a good one for you, because for us, it's definitely an important celebration, especially as Christians. It's about the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Even if you're not Christian, you can definitely enjoy the special holiday season by getting into the holiday spirit. Just give thanks for all you have. Reflect on the year, or even just admire pretty Christmas decorations and eat a lot.
Eat a lot. Remember, it's a season of light. That's why there's a lot of lights we put
out. True. There you have it, folks. Spend time Christmas season doing service. Spend time with your family, your friends, or anyone that's considered to be your family to you. Tell them that you love them. And most importantly, to have a wonderful, happy, Merry Christmas for sure.
Yes. We love to wish you all a blessed Christmas. May you be surrounded with love, peace, and happiness.
There we go. Amen to that.
And I know, right? So a final word, Atea?
For me? I thought I said it already. No, well, I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. Hope you guys enjoyed me having around. Thank you for this podcast.
No problem, man.
And
how do you say Merry Christmas in French?
So you say Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Feliz Navidad in Spanish.
Terrell, do you know how to say it in Japanese?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So simple.
So cute. Melekalikimaka.
Yes, in Hawaiian and 聖誕節快樂 in Mandarin and 聖誕節快樂 in Cantonese. Thank you guys for listening to DT Talks Podcast.
Yes.
Thank you guys for always supporting us. And please be sure to follow us on our Facebook, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for being so awesome. Thank you so much for being there with us also.
Don't forget, guys, that this is the end of Season 2, but we'll be back soon with Season 3 for DT Talks. Don't forget us. We are always around. And like the famous line in Christmas Carol, God bless us, everyone.
Yes, and have a Merry Christmas. And this has been
DT Talks.
Yay,
D-talks?
We're done. Merry Christmas.
DT Talks.
I want to shake now.